Welcome to the Spark Times. Today is Monday, May 4th, 2026.
Artemis II heat shield passes its toughest test yet. When NASA's Artemis 1 capsule returned from the moon in 2022, engineers found a problem. The heat shield, the layer that protects the spacecraft from 5,000 degree temperatures during re-entry, had lost chunks of material in over 100 places. This is called char loss, and it was not supposed to happen. Here is what went wrong. Artemis 1 used a technique called skip entry. The capsule dipped into the atmosphere, slowed down, then bounced back up into space before coming down again. During that bounce, pieces of the shield was broken off. For Artemis 2, NASA did not rebuild the heat shield. Instead, they changed the angle. The capsule came in steeper and more direct, skipping the bounce entirely. That allowed the gas built up between the shield and space capsule to escape smoothly. The Artemis II crew splashed down safely in the Pacific Ocean on April 10th, just 2.9 miles from their target. The shield held up almost perfectly, and NASA says the fix worked.
May the 4th be with you. Every year on May 4th, fans celebrate Star Wars Day, a holiday based on the famous pun, "May the 4th be with you." This year, the galaxy is everywhere. Lego launched an 1,809-piece Mandalorian set, Crocs dropped Grogu-themed clogs, and Disneyland's Star Wars Night sold out 4 nights in a row. Disney also drops the finale of Maul, Shadow Lord on the big day. New pit viper found in China's panda park. A new snake species called the Huaxi green pit viper was discovered hiding in China's giant panda national park. Scientists confused it with another species for decades until DNA tests revealed the difference. Named after the philosopher Laozi, it is the 58th species in its genus.
Star Wars, the science behind the fiction. In 1977, a movie about a farm boy, a princess, and a galaxy far, far away changed entertainment forever. Nearly 50 years later, scientists are asking, how much of that galaxy could actually be real? A galaxy far, far away. Star Wars tells the story of a young farm boy named Luke Skywalker, who must battle the evil Darth Vader to save the galaxy. It travels through a universe filled with thousands of planets, alien species, and a mysterious energy called the Force that gives certain people superpowers. There are glowing sword-like weapons called lightsabers, robots called droids, and starships that cross the galaxy in seconds. Star Wars is one of the most recognized stories on Earth. Creator George Lucas based many of his ideas on real science. So how much of it makes sense? Could lightsabers work? In the movies, Luke Skywalker uses a lightsaber, a glowing blade of pure energy, to fight his enemies and protect his friends. Could one actually work? Well, factories already use plasma cutters that reach 40,000 degrees, 4 times hotter than the surface of the sun, to slice metal every day. Plasma is the 4th state of matter after solid, liquid, and gas. When you heat a gas hot enough, the atoms break apart and release electrically charged particles. Lightning is plasma, the sun is plasma, and even the glow inside a neon sign is plasma. Real planets that look like Star Wars worlds. Here is where it gets exciting. NASA has found real planets that look like places from the movies. Kepler 16b orbits 2 suns at once, just like Luke Skywalker's home planet Tatooine. Kelt 9b is so hot it glows, like the lava world Mustafar. And icy moons in our own solar system, Europa and Enceladus, look a lot like the frozen planet Hoth. Can spaceships really go that fast? In Star Wars, ships jump to hyperspace and zoom across the galaxy in minutes. In real life, nothing can travel faster than light. That is one of the biggest rules in physics, discovered by Albert Einstein. Light moves at 186,000 miles per second, and even at that speed, Reaching the nearest star from us, Proxima Centauri, would take over 4 years.